Welcome back. Well, according to SACI's Trade Activity Index, South Africa's trade conditions came under more pressure in June. But this could change in roughly a year's time, with the Africa Free Trade Deal finally launched after 17 years of negotiations. The pact has been hailed as an economic game changer for the continent, and African Development Bank foresees this happening via factories and the manufacturing space. The group's committed to providing 68 million rand for member states to set up the trade zones ahead quarters in Ghana, and Zodwa Mabuza, who's Principal Regional Integration Officer at the organization, joins us on the line now to discuss the continent's readiness for this kind of deal, along with the potential impact it may have. Thanks so much, Zodwa, for your time this evening. So, as I say, we're looking at Africa's free trade pact creating the largest free trade zone in the world. How much of a buffer does this create against the threats that are posed by US-China trade negotiations that are ongoing, where African economies, emerging markets, are expected to bear the brunt of any potential fallout?
Thank you very much. The continental free trade area is a game changer for Africa. You will recall that for the longest time, Africa has been trading in commodities. So what this presents is Africa will be able to trade among itself. And historically, when you look at trade data, most African countries trade in finished goods. So what the continental free trade area will be doing is it will be enhancing that capacity of African countries to trade among themselves. It is not just the market that has been opened, but with the Continental Free Trade Area Agreement, there are other pillars that are meant to augment the whole process. Industrialization is one, and then infrastructure development. You also have trade finance issues that need to be addressed. In fact, when you recall the decision of the head of state in 2012 in Addis Ababa of the African Union, they launched their boosting intra-African trade, which has facilitated their clusters, among which includes financial free trade. So it's a holistic initiative that looks at the productive side, that looks at infrastructure connectivity, to actually boost.
So we'll be getting into the detail of all of that in just a bit. Before we do, the mechanics of this deal still need to be negotiated, though. So what are some of the parameters that still need to be ironed out?
Well, a lot of the parameters have been negotiated and agreed. But we have two that are very important. The rules of origin and the tariff schedule. These are yet to be negotiated. And you will know that you can't really implement the free trade area without these two. So these are very important in terms of determining the goods that will qualify for preferences. Those are the rules of origin. And what is key about rules of origin is that it has to be simple and easy to apply by the private sector, because if they are stringent and the private sector cannot implement them, then the whole process would be in vain. So it's important to get the rules of origin right in terms of simplicity and also allowing for accumulation. By accumulation, I mean it should be possible for a firm in South Africa to get intermediary input, say, from Egypt to produce a final product that will qualify for originating paper.
What about a payment system? Because we know that a digital a system for payments, converting one country's currency to another, is something that's being bandied about already. We've got, aside from that, the economic community of West African states are planning to adopt a common trade currency as well, in a bid to reduce some of the foreign exchange risks that come with regional trade. Is that viable or just a pipe dream?
That will be a challenge currently, but I'm happy that in this last summit that was held in Niamey, the heads of state, the summit talked about the issue of payment systems, in INDEC as the Pan-African Development Bank in Africa, the African Development Bank will be very active in helping countries to develop this platform that will facilitate trading on the continent.
That's not the only area that's seeing the African Development Bank lend a helping hand, with a number of hurdles needing to be overcome simultaneously. Zodwa, we've got inadequate infrastructure, a big one, of course, where this entire system doesn't work with a supportive network being developed at the same time. So can we afford this at an estimated 130 to 170 billion rand a year?
Financial gap in Africa. This is why the African Development Bank has initiated the African Forum. If you recall, the first forum was held last year in South Africa, and again in 2019, the forum will be organized by the African Development Bank. We are bringing together investors, the project promoters, and private and public investors for purposes of tabling bankable projects that can be financed. And when you look at infrastructure, it's not just the physical infrastructure that we're looking at. We are also looking at soft infrastructure issues that have to do with regulation and harmonization of standards everywhere. And the whole infrastructure, we're looking at transport, ITC, energy infrastructure, and also looking at ports. And also, you would know that historically, infrastructure in Africa was meant to, especially roads and rail, it would be moving from resource-rich countries to the port. There was no concerted effort to develop infrastructure that connects African countries. So we have that challenge now. If we want to boost inter-African trade, to see how African countries can be connected to one another.
Absolutely. And this to ensure that it's not just countries that have access to ports, railways and airports that get to leverage off this free trade area. Having said all of that, with infrastructure gaps impacting the cost of production, amongst other things like cost of labor, power deficits, leaving idle capacity as well, it all starts to impact competitive muscle at the end of the day. Zodwa, to what extent do we start pricing in the risk of protectionism emerging on the continent?
The whole idea of creating a larger market is to deal with that issue of protection.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we seem to have lost that line to Zodwa. Of course, not a very clear line this evening, as Zodwa came through to us from Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. Zodwa Mabuza, Principal Regional Integration Officer at the African Development Bank.